Jason West from Misha joins us here at MissouriNet.com. It's the first day of a full weekend of the wrestling championships at Mizzou Arena. And Jason, you guys have this down. It's like clockwork with you guys. It just rolls. There's never any issues. It was the dumpster fire. Was that it, wrestling, or was that basketball?
I believe that... That was at basketball.
That was, okay, all right. I mean, now those things are out of your control. You can't control those things.
No, normally. I mean, you know, when we're setting them, maybe. But, yeah, you know, most of the time we can't control them. But it's fun when little excitements like that happen, just to kind of keep us on our toes.
Yeah, well, it was an exciting spring season last year. But let's talk about this year. Four classes of wrestling starting today. Give us the rundown and the schedule of what will happen today.
Well, this morning we will have classes one and two have their opening two rounds. We'll have the first round of wrestling and then the first round of wrestlebacks, which is the consolation bracket, this morning. And then after a little bit of a break later this afternoon and this evening, classes three and four will have their first two rounds of competition. So it'll be a fun day. This is when all spirits are at their peak because everybody's got a chance today, and especially this morning in these first rounds. So there's a lot of excitement in the air. I hope that's what I'm smelling anyway.
And not a dumpster.
Yeah.
All right. Now, obviously, people that are listening to this, they're going to probably be picking up at this on Thursday. So you've got Friday and Saturday. What can fans expect for Friday and Saturday? And then how do they go about getting tickets and seeing all of the wrestling?
Well, we've got on ticketing, we have a couple of options. In the past, we've just had you show up at the venue and you can buy them at the window. But now, thanks to an agreement that the association has gone into with a company named Ticketap, fans can purchase tickets online at Ticketap.com, TikaTap.com. And they can purchase tickets for each session or any session they would like to. And it's just an e-ticket, basically. So they can print off a copy like you would with Ticketmaster or any of those other services, or you have it on your cell phone or smart device. And when you come, they just scan that and you're in. You don't have to stand in line for tickets or people taking tickets. There's a dedicated entrance into the building for those as well. So it kind of cuts down on the time you have to wait outside if there are long lines. But so that's a new option that we just started this fall with some of our championships, and we're trying it here at wrestling as well. As far as the schedule goes, again, today we've got the first session for class one and two. The second session is three and four. Tomorrow on Friday, it's one session all day. So when you purchase your ticket, you'd be able to come and go as many times as you'd like. But we'll start out in the morning again, 10 o'clock. Classes one and two will have a couple of rounds. Classes three and four will have a couple of rounds. And then everybody, all four classes, will be wrestling at the evening sessions for the quarterfinals and semifinals. And then Saturday morning we come back and have a couple of rounds of the consolation bracket, and then we'll have the third and fifth place wrestling matches. And then about 4 o'clock is when the real show starts, with the championship bout starting about 4:30.
Yeah, and you guys put on quite a production with the wrestler introductions and music and all that. It's great and it's exciting. What are we looking for in terms of teams, individuals? Are there any big accomplishments that we should keep our eye out for that you know of? And I'm putting you on the spot, I know, because you're in the middle of getting all this stuff set up 20 minutes before the first matches, so I'm putting you on the spot.
We do. One thing that I think this year has that may have been not as prominent in the last couple of years, there's a lot of parity this year. Obviously there's the wrestlers that really stand out in everybody's minds. We do have a young man that is going for be a four-time champion. We do have undefeated wrestlers, but we also have a number of weight classes that are pretty open, and anybody could win it. And so that's really going to be fun to watch those as the action takes place, and seeing how the brackets unfold and how people get to where they are. We have some surprises, some wrestlers that just got hot at districts and were able to make it through. Nobody really expected it, but they're here, and they have just as much of a chance to win it as the undefeated wrestlers. So those are going to be some fun stories to kind of watch and see how they progress as well.
And that really makes this first day really interesting, really exciting. Not a lot of free passes, it sounds like, at least into the second rounds.
Exactly. We do had a few wrestlers that due to some unfortunate circumstances were not able to join us today due to some choices, but outside of that, it should be a lot of fun to watch.
And of course, you can follow the action at MSHA.org. Jason and his staff will get the results posted on their website as quickly as possible. How many matches overall? Again, the number is just astonishing.
There are 1,624 matches.
Wow.
Over the next 3 days.
Unbelievable. And you guys do a great job keeping it organized and keeping it rolling along. So I'll let you get back to your duties, but we appreciate the time and looking forward to another great state championship wrestling weekend.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.